On Thursday, the company named the five members who have committed to join the new advisory committee: Willie Hensley, Kimberly Williams, Jim Maddy, General Joseph Ralston, and Terrence Rock Salt. Mike Heatwool is a spokesman for Pebble Mine.
We're putting together an advisory committee to help advise us on a range of issues regarding Pebble, everything from engineering to environmental design to community benefits and concerns.
Jim Maddy is a past president of the League of Conservation Voters and of the National Park Foundation. Terrence Rocksalt is a former deputy assistant secretary of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. General Joe Ralston is a former vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Kim Williams is a former executive director of Nunapta Aluxtai and a chief with the Kuriyang tribe. And Willie Hensley is a longtime Alaska leader who served in both the State House and Senate.
Willie certainly has a great reputation and level of experience in Alaska, is very respected in the Alaska Native community, and also has done a lot of work with the development community and kind of bridges a lot of different kind of stakeholder groups and interests.
Heatwool says one of the first tasks for these five will be to recruit others to form a 10 to 12 member committee. Members can receive a small amount of pay to compensate for their time, travel, and expense, but can also decline that if they wish. Pebble says the participants will not be bound by confidentiality agreements or any other limitation on their rights of public expression, including to speak in opposition to the controversial project.
We wanted to make sure that we had a range of views, everything from maybe proponent to neutral and process focused to opponents, so that, you know, we're getting critical input and advice.
Last week, the EPA agreed to back down from a proposed preemptive veto, and Pebble agreed to put a project into the permitting phase within 2.5 years. Pebble says they have a smaller, modern mine plan in the works and a number of initiatives they want to talk about soon with the Bristol Bay region. Heatwool says the advisory committee will get to review these plans and offer feedback.
Their advice will be shared with the company, and we're certainly going to try to take as much of that on board as we can, and really pretty wide open in terms of what they can look at and the types of things they can comment to us about.
Pebble says they hope to get the committee members together for the first time this summer for a full project overview and a trip out to the site north of Iliamna. After that, the committee will meet formally 2 to 3 times a year, and more often by phone or video conference. Pebble has agreed to make the committee's work and their comments public, including any recommendations the company does not adopt. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.